You have read and reflected about each case study. I hope that these readings actually caused a little discomfort, actually. I hope that you cringed as you saw this inevitable train wreck approaching. I want you to feel uncomfortable. I want you to like wince as you read, and ultimately, I want you to learn to never make these or similar mistakes. Trust me, I gotta tell you, I have. The most important part is not seeing a problem. Rather, what we're gonna start to do is figure out how to preemptively fix it. Now, I asked you to dream up some ideas to address this problem. If you are doing this video training with a team or with a group, please just push pause and have everybody share out loud, like what you would do or what kind of a mid-course correction you would have done to save this volunteer from quitting. Now, when you're done, restart the video and I will share my thoughts as to how I would have solved the problems of these case studies. Here we go. All right, let's start with Don. This is like this e-cigarette salesperson, right? Don's aggregate score was a paltry 58. No wonder he quits. The solutions to these problems are actually not that hard. If I were a consultant hired to make like an assessment and come in with fresh eyes, I would ask Don's manager to focus on three simple areas: engaged leader, appreciation, and workload. Now, engaged leader. Truth be told, Don is in a relatively dark space, and it's affecting everything. Most of the problems stem from his direct supervisor's inability to care. Don's manager has absolutely no concern for his family, his personal interests, nor his tenuous relationship with his administrative assistant. A 30-minute conversation a week is simply not enough. My first suggestion would be simple. Call in two or three times a week and connect about his life and things that he deals with at work. Shoot the breeze and talk shop a little bit. Make this a two-way street so that the manager doesn't forget to offer up facts about his very own life. Now, please note, Don's relationship score was very, very, very low. However, my gut tells me that if having his boss engage, I think it would actually inspire Don to actually like have a legitimate and healthy relationship with his administrative assistant. Okay, affirmation. The affirmation that Don receives from his manager is really like a stab to his heart. I imagine that Don feels used since his value has been reduced to a sales number. My second suggestion is also pretty simple. Take Don to a weekly business lunch. Spend some time connecting with the guy. Tell Don the three main categories in which he thrives. At each weekly lunch, elaborate on one of those three things in the categories of, like, with specific examples of what he's doing well. Workload, last one for Don. Bottom line, Don is bored stiff. Don just needs something to stimulate him, to like something for him to conquer, something new. Together, they could sit down and could create some aggressive or at least assertive goals that would excite Don. Okay, now let's shift gears and talk about Barb, the craft cutting power volunteer. Barb's aggregate score was a low 55. Barb's departure is a shock to the children's pastor, since Barb has been doing this and has been such a champ for the cause of children's ministry. She's been doing it a long time. Certainly Barb gets it. She understands the why of children's ministry, but sadly the children's pastor, he's the one that doesn't get it. She's the one that doesn't get it. It's gonna take more than Barb's personal passion for kids to keep her in the volunteer game. It's about leadership. Now I would focus on three areas for Barb: relationships, agreement, and an engaged leader. Relationships. The fix to this problem is like literally low-hanging fruit waiting to be picked. There are two people doing the same job by themselves at different times. Barb and Joan are both administrative. Why not make them a team? Throw on some tunes, get like the carpal tunnel syndrome all revved up as they're cutting through all them crafts, right along with the friend. Simple fix. It's like crazy that we don't see these things. Agreement. There are two simple fixes in this next suggestion. First, I would simply like include the lesson that goes with the craft that she's creating. This is not that big of a deal, but the disconnect from what she's making and what how it's actually used could be like a simple fix without much pain. Engaged leader, last one. Now, I actually wish that this story would be like completely fabricated for training purposes, but truth be told, this part of the story and the pastor bumping into her and asking her like what she was doing here midweek, that was me. The solution to this problem came as I popped over to the workstation each week, shot the breeze, and beyond this, a staff person whose crafts were being completed by this lady decided to cut crafts right alongside her every week. In addition, that staff person baked homemade goods. She baked cookies for them to share every single week. This staff member was able to share the victories from the previous week and share from her heart how that craft that was cut out by Barb and figured out by Barb, how it was going to be used in the coming week. Engaged leaders, plus providing a stronger sense of agreement. Now please note, Barb's influence score was super, super, super low. But remember, I only want to address three categories. I can't conquer everything at once. Yes, her inability to like tell someone how to improve things is definitely low. However, having a staff person with cookies present each week will open up like this supernatural pathway for her to organically share her opinions for improvement. Slam dunk. I hope like this simple exercise has primed the pump and educated you about the very, very practical application of this volunteer retention framework.